Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. One person is dead after a house fire in Shawano. Shawano police say the fire happened on Center Street just before 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Shawano area firefighters say they found smoke coming from the home when they got there. Crews worked to put out the fire and see if anyone was inside. They found one person in the home. Authorities say despite life-saving efforts, the person was pronounced dead at the hospital. They're not releasing that person's name pending family notification. Police say they don't know what caused the fire yet, and the investigation is ongoing. 28-year-old Kayla Stemler is the second person convicted of starving and neglecting a 14-year-old girl found weighing just 35 pounds. Stemler pleaded no contest in Outagamie County Court yesterday to three counts related to child abuse. Stemler is one of four adults living in the home with the victim. The girl's stepmother, Melissa Goodman, was convicted on Wednesday. Walter Goodman, the girl's father, will be in court at the end of this month. You've probably gotten a yellow plastic bag in your mailbox this week. It's for the nation's largest one-day food drive, Stamp Out Hunger. You're asked to put non-perishable food items in the bag and leave it by your mailbox this Saturday. Letter carriers will collect the bags to support local food banks. Food experts say things like peanut butter, canned chicken or tuna, canned vegetables, and soup are great things to put in your bag. Just make sure you check the Best Buy dates to avoid anything that may be expired. We now know the kickoff time for the highly anticipated matchup between UW-Madison and Notre Dame at Lambeau Field. The Badgers' season opener against the Fighting Irish is set for 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, September 6th. The game is one of very few events outside of Packer games allowed to take place at Lambeau, the upcoming Luke Combs concert being another. The Badgers versus the Fighting Irish game will be played before the start of the NFL regular season. If you can't make it to Lambeau, you can watch the game on NBC. The University of Wisconsin and Green Bay Public School District are included in a data breach that could expose millions of personal information of students, teachers, and staff across the country. The learning management system Canvas was reportedly hacked yesterday, cutting off all access at 3 p.m., just hours before the UW-Madison and many other schools' last day of finals. UW's Green Bay and Oshkosh confirmed they're also part of the outage. The Green Bay Area Public School District also uses Canvas. A message on the district's website said they were impacted by the breach, but the Canvas parent company informed the district there's no indication that passwords, birth dates, and government IDs were involved. The district says it's unclear what Green Bay Public School data was involved, and the investigation is ongoing. A car fire closed down Highway 41 heading south near Wrightstown for about an hour yesterday. Vandenbroek-Kaukauna firefighters say they responded to a pickup fully engulfed in flames around 1:30 in the afternoon. The truck was in a construction zone, making it difficult for first responders to get to it with firefighting equipment. Authorities say black smoke from the fire created zero visibility conditions for drivers, so the Wisconsin State Patrol closed that section of highway until the truck was removed. One lane eventually reopened and fire crews left the scene around 2:30 p.m. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new IKEA store is set to open in Madison in fall of 2026, expanding the company's presence in Wisconsin. It will be located on Junction Road and will be the second store in the state, joining the Oak Creek location. IKEA says the store will feature room displays, planning services, and thousands of home products. Customers will be able to take some items home right away or order larger pieces for delivery. The store will also include a deli with classic IKEA food options. City leaders in one Wisconsin community have said no to No Mow May. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher says helping pollinators early in the season is a good idea, but some people stretched the idea well beyond May.
The council voted to do away with it. Their thoughts were that, and I tend to agree that it was kind of abused.
Instead, officials are encouraging other steps, limiting or eliminating chemical treatments and letting grass grow to 6 or 7 inches before cutting. Doing some digging could also help.
If people can plant more gardens, whether it's just a circle of wildflowers that they mow around or whatever, I think that that's great and it looks nicer and all that.
Some communities still participating in No Mow May have you sign up or get a sign for your yard. A conservative law firm is suing to block Wisconsin's new ban on people from out of state collecting ballot signatures, saying the law violates the First Amendment. The lawsuit from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty challenges a bipartisan measure signed by Governor Tony Evers that limits who can gather signatures for recall elections and for state and local candidates. Supporters of the law say it was needed after failed efforts to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, which they say relied heavily on outside activists. The case has now been moved to federal court. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the New York Yankees tonight. Brewers analyst Vinny Rattino.
They're going to have to play really clean baseball. They're going to have to really pitch well. They're going to have to come up with some timely hits in order to win the series. This Yankees team looks like the class of baseball.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will kick off their regular season at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame Sunday night, September 6th at 6:30. Labor Day weekend. NBA. The Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam asked if he plans on being more involved with the team this year after hiring Taylor Jenkins as head coach.
Do I think we'll be here more? I do. And very, very excited to continue working with John and to get off to, we've already established a good relationship with Taylor, but work with he and the guys to build the kind of team that this community deserves.
That's the Bucks' Jimmy Haslam with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We may catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon, but I don't think it'll be a big deal. High today, low to mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few sprinkles and a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.